County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Welcome, everybody. It is high school girls basketball tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I'm Nate Lowell. We're joined by Greg Bonskowski here tonight live from Bainbridge, Guilford. This is a very big MAC girls matchup tonight as the BG Bobcats are hosting the Sydney Sabres. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show, of course, presented by Butler Auto Sales. They feature the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Close to 200 cars on the lot right now over at Butler, so make sure you go over, see Tyler, Mike, and the staff, and they'll take good care of you. All at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. So, all right, Coach, here we are. This is a big one in the MAC standings. Playoff seeding is on the line here. Both these teams having a very good year. As you break down the numbers here, what do you think of Sydney and BG?
Well, both very good teams. You know, Sydney's Class B. Their current record is 8-5 overall and 6-1 in the MAC. They're in third place. BG's a really good Class C school. They're 15-1 overall, 8-1 in the MAC, and that's good for second place in the MAC. And they're also 10th in New York State in Class C. So, like you said, this game is pretty much, I think, to see who gets to host that playoff game when you get into the MAC playoffs. So whoever finishes in the 2 seed will get to host a game, while if you finished in the 3rd seed, you'd have to go on the road.
Yeah, the way it's potentially looking right now, this could be the matchup for that 2 versus 3 game. Delhi in the 1 seed right now, Walton Downsville in the 4. So Coach and I are going to take a break. We'll take a closer look at the standings when we come back and also take a look at some of the opponents that these two teams have faced. Sydney especially has had a very challenging schedule, as we've talked about before. So for Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lowell. Don't turn that dial. We got high school hoops tonight on WCDO.
Tired of searching for a vehicle that fits your life? Drive over to Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, your premier auto dealer in the Tri-County area. With 200 vehicles and more rolling in, we're confident your search is over. Cars, trucks, minivans, SUVs, and crossovers, all makes and models. Why not use that tax refund toward a low-mileage, late-model family ride from Butler Auto Sales? Planning a spring break getaway? We have the perfect vehicle for your adventure. We guarantee a minimum of $1,500 toward any trade-in, even if you have to push, pull, or drag it onto the lot. And we've got financing for every credit situation. We will get you financed at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Huge selection, huge savings. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to be your dealer for life.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back to the Butler Auto pregame show. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Greg Bonskowski here from Bainbridge, Guilford, as the Bobcats are hosting the Sydney girls. We'll be tipping off in just a couple of minutes. And don't forget, tomorrow night, Coach and I will have the Sydney boys hosting BG at 7:15 in Sydney. So you'll have this Sydney and BG matchup again, but for the boys tomorrow. So if we take a closer look at the standings here, we have Delhi at 8-0 in first place, 14-2 overall in the MAC. BG at 8-1 in the MAC, that one loss being to Delhi, 15-1 overall. Sydney in third at 6-1, 8-5 overall. And Coach, I know we've talked about it before, but that you look at the 8-5 and you think, boy, what's going on there? But I think you have a good explanation.
Yeah, I mean, of their 5 losses, they lost once to Walton Downsville, who's a Class B in a MAC school. They lost to Greenwich, who's Class C. I believe that game was on the road. And Greenwich is one of the top-rated Class C teams in the state and a perennial power. Then they lost to Watkins Glen, Class B. They lost to Suss Valley, Class B. And they lost to Norwich, who's Class A. So they certainly have challenged themselves with a very challenging schedule this year.
Yeah, Suss Valley, the number 2 team in the state in Class B right now, very good team. That Greenwich game was up at Union College, so they had a little bit of a road trip up there, and That Sus Valley tournament, and then it was also a tournament where they played Greenwich. Just some tough games, but I think they've come out pretty strong on the other side of it. I'm interested to see. The loss to Walton Downsville last week, I don't want to say puzzling, as Walton Downsville is in fourth place in the league, so they're obviously a high-quality team, but how can Sydney bounce back? They had been pretty much spotless in the MAC up until then, and they have to end the regular season with BG tonight and Delhi next week, so they really have to go through the gauntlet here at the end of regular season play before the playoffs. So this is a big week, especially for Sydney.
Yeah, I mean, if they were to lose to BG and Delhi, I mean, they could fall all the way to the fourth spot.
They could.
And then you'd have to go back to Delhi, which whenever you can play at home in a playoff game, you'll take that. You don't really, I mean, I think you would trade, I'd like to play at home as compared to, oh, I want to play this opponent. Like, you'd rather have the home game.
Yeah, certainly the four spot right now looks tough because Delhi is just high-flying, red-hot right now. So everybody's trying to avoid that four spot. Walton's sitting in the four spot right now, as we said, at 7-2 in the league, 12-3 overall. And then it's Unitico at 5-4, Oxford at 4-5, Green at 3-6, Harpersville 3-6, DH and Afton at 1-7, and UV at 0-7. You want to see these standings? You can check them out anytime at natelull.com. Just click on standings. We update those every night right there after all the games. So, all right, Coach and I are going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be back on WCDO.
At Sydney Federal Credit Union, we're proud to support the students who make our community stronger. The James Suriano and Wayne King Community Service Foundation Scholarship awards $5,000 per year for up to 4 years to one student who gives back. You must apply by March 15th. Don't wait. Help your student apply today at sfcuonline.org/scholarships. That's sfcuonline.org/scholarships. Membership eligibility is required. SFCU is federally insured by the NCUA.
Protect your business and personal information with help from Northeast Data Destruction on Clifton Street in Unadilla, a division of Waste Recovery Enterprises. Hi, Sean LaRose here, reminding you that we offer secure, convenient, and cost-effective document and hard drive destruction, from one-time shredding to ongoing shredding services for businesses of any size. So protect your personal and business information at Northeast Data Destruction, conveniently located at 29 Clifton Street in Unadilla, with drop-off locations on Valley View Road in Sydney and Railroad Avenue in Oneonta. Bins and consoles are available for regular and bulk pickups. Call 563-8982. That's 563-8982.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Marabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Marabito. Visit us online at marabito.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting Award.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Marabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Marabito. Visit us online at marabito.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. BG and Sydney here tonight. MAC girls matchup, and Coach is going to have the Sydney starting lineup here for you.
All right, for the Sydney Sabres, we have 8th grader, number 10, Annika Stanton-Helms. Sophomore number 12, Ayla Granwall. Sophomore number 20, Isabella Conroy. Sophomore number 23, Chloe Vandersamen. And senior number 44, Nayla Miley. The Sabres are coached by Nikki Thom.
And on the other side for Bob Conway and his BG Bobcats, they will start with senior number 4, Peyton Umbra, a junior number 11, Emma Kinter, a senior number 13, Jaislyn Henderson, a junior number 14, Victoria Suda, and a sophomore number 21, Marissa Mayo. We're going to jump it up here, and we are underway. Sydney wins the opening tip with Nayla Miley. They're going to go left to right on your radio dial, and the maroon with the white trim says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the uniform. Conroy tried a backdoor pass there to Miley, missed it, out of bounds going back to BG, who's in the home whites tonight with the navy blue trim, says Bobcats, in that navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform. And here we go. Bobcats have it going right to left into the right corner for Jaislyn Henderson. Splits two defenders and is fouled at the right low block. And a good start here for the Bobcats as Jay's going to go to the line.
Yeah, nice job there by the Bobcats to identify that Sydney was playing a 1-3-1 zone. They took their time, got the ball over half court, and recognized the defense and then executed a good play.
And so here is Henderson at the line, misses the first. Second one coming here for Jay. And again, this BG team, very balanced. You never know who their high scorer is going to be. As Henderson goes one out of two at the line. So an early 1-0 lead for the BG Bobcats over Sydney with 7.5 to go in the first quarter. Vandersamen is in the backcourt coming across the BG logo as they go left to right. And here is Conroy. Boy, turns a corner and takes it all the way to the rim. Nice move.
Really nice drive there. She kind of denied the little dribble handoff and was able to get downhill and get to the rim.
And BG gets behind the defense. A pass to Suda. She puts it up and in.
Yeah, really nice pass there by Umbra to find that diagonal against that 1-3-1.
So it's BG 3 and Sydney 2 with 7:05 to go in the first quarter. Conroy's got it. Little handoff to Miley. Baseline drive. Nayla trying to take over, and she scores from the right low block. What a hard move there by Nayla Miley.
Yeah, nice athletic finish.
Nayla averaging just over 20 points a game right now for Sydney. She's going to be tough to stop. And then BG throws it away on a pass to a cutting Peyton Umbra off her leg and out of bounds.
BG going with a little full court man-to-man here early in the contest.
6:50 to go, first quarter. 4-3 our score. And I think that was tipped.
Kicked.
It was kicked. Okay, yeah. I missed it. And all of a sudden it was on the Sydney bench. And so some full court pressure coming here from BG. Henderson going for a steal. Got a piece of it. Out of bounds staying, though, with the Sabres. So, again, thanks for joining us earlier for our Butler Auto pregame show. 6:50 to go here in this first quarter. A 4-3 lead for Sydney. Two good moves to get buckets for Sydney, one from Conroy and one from Nayla Miley. Conroy, sure fire ball handler, hands it back off to Miley, fires a three from straight away, that's no good. And a rebound for Jaislyn Henderson, outlet pass to Kinter. Kinter down the right side, oh, almost stolen away by Miley, just got her hands on it, knocked it out of bounds.
Yeah, she's in a good spot up there on the top of that 1-3-1. She can be really aggressive, she's long, athletic. So if you're a Bobcat, you got to know where she is and that she's going to be trying to steal that ball up there at the top.
Umbra's got it left side. They find Marissa Mayo for a long two. Popped out. Rebound goes right back to Mayo, and she's fouled by Annika Stanton-Helms. Nice job by Mayo to follow her shot there.
Yeah, she was in the right place at the right time. That ball bounced right to her, and then she knew what to do with it, put it back up, draw the foul.
Mayo, the talented sophomore here, will step to the line for BG. And Mayo's first shot is up and good. Marissa was our WCDO Athlete of the Week a couple of weeks ago. Always seems to be in line for a double-double every game. And second shot is good.
Yeah, she's a stat sheet stuffer, averaging about 12 points a game, 8 rebounds, 3 steals. Kind of does it all for the Bobcats.
So BG retakes the lead 5-4 with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. And Conroy has it now. Henderson chasing her around. That'll be a fun matchup to watch tonight. Vandersamen comes off a screen left side at the left elbow, tied up there with Umbra. We got a jump ball, and the arrow gives it to BG.
Nice aggressive man defense there by the Bobcats. Able to force that tie up and get the extra possession.
And defense might be the name of the game tonight between these two, as we're 2 minutes in. And another backdoor cut. They find Mayo and Umbra. dishing it out, and Mayo is able to finish.
That's the second time the Bobcats have been able to take advantage of that diagonal pass against that 1-3-1.
Miley down low on the right side is fouled by Victoria Suda with 5:50 to go in the first. 7-4, BG leading Sydney here tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Sabres will get it in on the right wing side as they go left to right. Conroy into the paint, comes off a screen, stripped, and BG's got a steal. And here's Mayo down the left side as BG goes right to left. Mayo puts on the brakes, will work one back out to Umbra, and to the far side for Kinter on the right wing. Kinter skips across the defense, finds Umbra back left side, three-point line extended. They're just playing give and go. Back to Kinter, loads up a three. Oh, in and out. Rolled around, rebound out of bounds, will stay with BG.
Boy, that shot looks good from the perimeter for Kinter.
He's got that good shot. We've commented on that before on the broadcast, that she heats up, she can make them. So here is Mayo to the right of the hoop. BG's got the ball. Kinter works it in, finds Mayo back in the corner. Little give and go between those two. Back to Kinter, reloads, fires, and that one's too strong. Rebound, out of bounds. Suda was chasing it, but it's going to go back to Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney's got to pay attention to where Kinter is against the zone. She's got 23 three-pointers on the year, averaging just under 10 points a game. She's another one of those players that could lead the Bobcats in scoring if you don't guard her out there.
5:05 to go in this first quarter. And it's BG 7, Sydney 4, a girls' matchup here tonight. Here's Miley in the paint, left it short on a little jumper from 10 feet straight away. Rebound for Mayo of BG. Mayo streaks back down the floor, finds Umbra on the left side. She'll reset. Umbra looking for some options. Goes left corner here for Kinter. Chest pass back to Umbra, directing traffic here. And Umbra's going to go to Suda, and they'll reset again. Now 10 on the shot clock. They'll skip the defense, back to Umbra. Dribble drive for her. The floater for Peyton is off the front of the rim. Rebound for Suda. They got a fresh shot clock to work with. Umbra will get it back right side. Again, BG going right to left. Umbra, the senior point guard, wants to reset and get balanced. Finds Kinter left side. Little give and go between those two. They'll feed one to Henderson on the right low block. Kicking back out. BG being patient. Good defense by Sydney, but then a travel on Henderson. Tried to go back to her in the corner, and she stepped a little bit too early.
Even though the Bobcats didn't come away with points on those two possessions, they ran a lot of clock off. They were patient. They're executing offense. I think if you're Coach Conway, you got to be happy with those two possessions.
All right, timeout taken by Sydney, so we'll take a break as well. 4:15 to go in the first quarter. BG girls leading Sydney 7-4 here in Bainbridge. We'll be back on CDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 4:15 to go in the first quarter. And out of the timeout, Sydney's got the basketball with the BG girls leading 7-4. Miley comes across midcourt and will dish one off into the breadbasket here of Chloe Vandersamen. Feeding it to Gronwall, left side. Gronwall will go back to Conroy to the right elbow. Good ball movement here by Sydney. Shot clock's at 10. Conroy, spin move. Nice move down low off the glass. The kiss is good for Bella Conroy.
Put the Bobcats in the spin cycle there. Really nice move.
That was another good, strong move and a good finish by Conroy. Camry Patton's in the game now. She's been red hot lately for BG. Been very impressed with her games. Here is Umbra left side. Now to Mayo. Fires a three. Mayo is off the mark and out of bounds going back to Sydney with 3.5 to go here in the first. It's 7-6. BG on top of Sydney. Full court pressure continuing to come here from the Bobcats. Sabres will get it in. They go to Conroy. They want her to have the ball to bring it up against this pressure. Henderson chasing her down, but Conroy's been equal to it so far. Conroy gets around Henderson, feeds one down low. Miley turn around in the paint, hits it, and she's fouled on the spin move.
Really nice job there. Conroy broke the pressure, made a nice little bounce pass into Miley. She just had her back to the basket. Very calm, cool, collected. Just just turned, little drop step, little jumper, hit on the arm, chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Nayla Miley going to the line again, averaging just over 20 points a game, and is committed to play Division II basketball at Holy Family down in the Pennsylvania area, or the PA area, Philly, PA area, next year. She makes that foul shot. So Nayla now with a quick 5 points, 3:10 to go here in the first. Sydney with their lead at 9-7. Henderson will scoop one back here to Umbra, alone in the paint, gets it off, but she's fouled. And who's this going to be on? I think on Conroy.
Yep, her second.
Good. Boy, what do you do here, Coach, with two on Conroy? She does so much for you.
Well, it looks like Coach Thom is trying to decide.
As Umbra makes the first here at the line.
I was impressed that they made a little adjustment on defense, the Sabres. They got out of that 1-3-1, and they're playing 1-3-1. It looks like she's going to take Conroy out of the game with the two fouls. I mean, the score's tied 9-9. I can see that. That's a good decision. She doesn't want her to pick up a third. She's too valuable to lose for pretty much the rest of the half. If you get three, you're pretty much sitting the whole half.
So they came out of the 1-3-1. What have you seen them go into?
Oh, they went into man-to-man.
And so Miley will bring it up instead with Conroy on the bench in this 9-9 game. And Miley says, I'll do it myself. Takes a shot from the right side, hit the rim twice, missed it, out of bounds. On the rebound, it's going to go back to BG. With just under three to go first quarter, we're tied at nine here in Bainbridge.
With Conroy out, I think you might see Miley bring the ball up a little more against the pressure.
BG's got it in the white uniforms with the navy blue trim. Sydney's in the maroon with the white. Here is Patton on the left side. Will now go to Marissa Mayo. Takes it into the paint. Marissa's shot is off the back of the rim. Henderson's got a rebound. Works one back out to Umbra. Camry Patton is going to load up that three. This is off the front of the rim. And Miley skies and windexes the glass. Miley's looking to run. Down the left side. Kicks one out. Vandersamen pumps on a three. Now a step back is just a little bit too much. And the rebound is scooped up here by Umbra. Boy, it's turned into a track meet here. Umbra, left side, will feed one back to Patton. And finally, BG's going to slow it down. They go to Mayo. She tries a three left side, and that's off the mark. And another rebound here for Nayla. Miley's going to bring it across midcourt here with two to go in the first quarter. We're still tied at nine. Nayla's into the paint. Tries a pass to the left side, intercepted by Mayo. Tried to go to Stanton Helms there. Good defense by the Bobcats. Left corner here for Jalen Winans, who's in for the first time tonight. They find Henderson. She takes it down low on the right low block and is fouled on the baseline.
I think they're just going to say that the Sydney player was out of bounds when they touched the ball. Probably could have been a foul, but I think they thought it was kind of a clean block up top. They didn't call the lower contact.
So BG will hold on to possession. And Umbra will get it into Winans, who's a good sharpshooter from deep. We'll see what she can do here tonight. With 1:35 to go in the first, still tied at nine. Henderson fakes a pass to the interior, finds Camry Patton. And now back to Umbra. Umbra, top of the arc, fires a three. It was a little off balance. It's no good, and a rebound here for Sydney. Annika Stanton-Helms was able to rip that down. The talented eighth grader here has played some big minutes for Sydney this season. Here's Miley into the paint. Back to Stanton-Helms, far side, using that body position, and then puts up a nice little hook and scores.
Yeah, that was a difficult angle, but she found a way to get it off that backboard and in.
1 minute to go here in the first quarter, 11-9, Sydney on top by two. We got a good one here, folks. A lot's on the line in the MAC in this contest tonight. Mayo, left side, will feed one for Henderson. Splits two defenders, wants to take it to the rim and is fouled. And I believe this is going to be on Miley. We'll see.
No, I think he's going to call it on Vandersamen. Yep. Chloe's first.
Suda's going to come back into the game. Patton to the bench for BG. And so Henderson back to the line here for the Bobcats. And Jay makes the first. Second one coming here. For Jaislyn Henderson. No, off the side of the rim. Rebound, Suda. Suda puts it up and off the glass. Good putback.
Even though Mayo didn't get that rebound or basket, she's the one that kept the ball alive there. She did a really good job. She kind of tipped it. She couldn't grab it, but that allowed Suda to get it and get that 2 points on that offensive rebound.
So that puts BG back ahead 12-11 on top of Sydney with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. And they'll feed one into Vandersom, and she's going to bring it up against the pressure. Vandersom clears everybody out. It's going to try to take it coast to coast. Weird angle, couldn't score. Lennon Swain with a rebound. Her putback is off the front of the rim, and a rebound now for BG. Down the left side here for Suda. Into the paint. Now for Henderson. Right elbow jumper, and the bank is open late tonight for Henderson as she puts it in. And that makes it 14-11 for BG, and then Sydney threw it away on the inbounds.
That pressure of the Bobcats is starting to get to the Sabres a little bit here.
Yeah, with 15 seconds left here in the first quarter, BG trying to capitalize after getting this ball back. Winans to the left side, picks up her dribble, finds Suda, thought about it, instead tries to take it inside, just missed the shot there. She was fouled, rolled off the front of the rim, but Suda's going to the line.
And that's the first on Lennon Swain.
So Suda will settle in. She'll get to shoot two and makes the first. Hit the rim and then kind of popped up over for Suda.
Yeah, it looked like that was for sure going to be short. She must have some great backspin on that ball.
And two for two for Suda, who has 6 points to lead the way. And in a blink of an eye, BG now leads 16-11. 6 seconds left, first quarter. Sydney gets it in. Vandersom. Going to get to midcourt. Vandersom traveled right at midcourt. Tried to get one extra step out of it there.
Good job by BG to force that turnover, but to do it without fouling. Just did a nice trap. She didn't have anywhere to go. She had picked up her dribble.
So there's less than a second left. So BG will just inbound it, and that'll do it for the first quarter. BG girls leading Sydney 16-11. Second quarter coming up here on CDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce, available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back, start of the second quarter. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Greg Boskowski here tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. It's all brought to you by SFCU, and Sydney's got the ball to start the second quarter going left to right. Vandersom will go back to Conroy, who's in now with those two fouls. Conroy will dish one back off to Stanton Helms into the right corner for Nayla Miley. Nayla gives it up here. Thought maybe she'd try to go baseline, but instead we'll kick it back to Gronwall. Now to Conroy, far side, but Henderson was right there to punch it free, and that has been a fun matchup to watch. And so this will be Vandersom to the left of the Sydney hoop. We'll feed one into Conroy. Early second quarter, now a steal by BG. Bobcats lead 16-11. They're looking for more. Down the left side, Kinter for a long two for BG. Hits it. And Emma Kinter gets her first basket of the night. And BG leads 18-11. Vandersom back across midcourt. Goes to Gronwall. And now to Bella Conroy to the right side. Conroy to Nayla Miley. Into the paint. Nice move by Nayla. She's hammered and fouled directly in front of the hoop with 7:12 to go second quarter. It's 18-11. BG girls on top of Sydney. And so Sydney on the baseline here after that foul. That was on Suda, correct?
Yes, second on Suda.
And so Sydney will work it in on the baseline again to the right of the hoop. They find Stanton Helms, the eighth grader. Great position on the right low block, and she buries it.
Yeah, another tough angle, but she's able to get that ball off the square and in.
Makes it 18-13. Fiji leading Sydney. Patton, and her pass was stolen by Nayla Miley. A breakaway here for Nayla, puts it up and in. And Nayla's got 7 points. It's a quiet seven, but it's 18-15 right now. And Coach Conway wants a timeout here for Bainbridge Guilford. 6:50 to go, second quarter. Again, it's the BG girls leading Sydney 18-15. And we'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, out of the timeout, 18-15, BG girls leading Sydney. And they go to Patton on the left side. BG with the basketball, again going right to left. They're in the white uniforms with the navy blue trim. Sydney's in the maroon with the white. Mayo, left side, at the left, low block. Shot was short, gets her own rebound, kicks it out to Kinter. And out of the far side for Winans. She loads up, and just a little bit too much under it, but Mayo's got a rebound and puts it in.
Great hustle by Mayo. She kept that possession alive twice. Got her own rebound the first time. That time she hustled from the wing, got the rebound, and put back. Really good effort.
BG up by 5, 20-15 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. And to the left side here for Gronwall. Sydney again going left to right, going through progressions. They go down low for Miley, double-teamed, and she tries a little turnaround. Didn't get enough air under it, and a rebound off the shot to BG. Mayo got it. Ahead for Kinter. Now to Winans into the corner. Long two for Winans is good. And so now BG leads 22-15 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Conroy down the right side, into the paint. Conroy floats it and got it. What a touch by Conroy.
Yeah, nice soft touch there. Nice crossover, good finish.
6 points for Bella Conroy. And Sydney's hanging tough here on the road at BG. It's 22-17. Camry Patton directing traffic will go to the far side for Kinter. Now back to Winans. Fires it up, and it's off to the left side of the rim. Maybe rushed it a little bit. Miley's got a rebound. Nayla down the right side of the floor. Little crossover to the foul line. Now to the right elbow. Dishes one off for Vandersamen. Spin move. Chloe, nice dish off here to Stanton Helms. A lot of contact there. No foul. We got a jump ball just underneath the Sydney hoop here.
Yeah, nice pass there in the interior for the Sabres, but Stanton Helms couldn't finish. Like you said, a lot of contact, but no call.
Yeah, they let it go. So 4:45 to go in the second quarter. BG's going to get that ball back. They go to Patton on the left side. Good fake by her. And now we'll find Winans on the left side. Winans to the left low block. The floater there is hits the side of the glass but stays alive. Patton gets it, steps back, tries a three. It's off the mark. Henderson's got a rebound. Jaslyn going to work. Oh, she was too far underneath the hoop and actually hit the underside of the hoop. And Conroy's got it now for Sydney back the other way as Sydney goes left to right. Back to Gronwall, top of the arc. Safely back to Conroy, left side. Conroy surveying her options. Dumps one off here for Vandersamen into the corner for Stanton Helms. A moon ball shot from her dies on the front of the rim and off the mark. BG's got a rebound. Ahead now with Umbra. Finds Winans into the right corner for BG with 3:55 to go in the second quarter, and the BG girls leading 22-17. And they'll go to the right side now for Winans. Chest pass Mayo. Dials up a three from straight away. It's good for Marissa Mayo, and she's got 9 points.
Really good execution there by the Bobcats. They're in that flex offense that they're known for. Nice patience, good shot.
BG with their biggest lead of the game at 25-17, and now Patton gets her mitts on that one, and it bounces out of bounds. 3.5 to go in the second quarter. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. As Sydney will work it in, again going left to right. Gronwall to the left side. Miley, high post, pulls it out, looking for Conroy. Miley's in a tough spot, gets it to Conroy just in time. Conroy, the kick out, finds Gronwall. A three here is off the mark, out of bounds and going back to the Bobcats. Gronwall with an open look but couldn't connect.
Sabres offense just seems to be a little out of sync here in the second quarter.
Anything that BG is doing, you think, or just...
No, it's just BG's playing good solid defense and they're putting ball pressure on, but Sydney just seems to be a little stagnant.
BG's got it going right to left. They have it left wing side here with Winans. Chest pass to Umbra at the top of the arc. Now to Patton. Dribbles back up straight away. Patton directing traffic. Goes back to the left wing. Here for Winans. Dribble drive. We got five on the shot clock. They go to Umbra. She felt rushed there and had to fire one up in the paint. Missed it, and Miley's got a rebound. Miley back down the floor right side. Looking to go to work. Miley on the right low block, takes it to the interior, missed the shot, but Stanton Helms was there, got a putback, hits it, and is fouled.
Boy, I wouldn't want to play her in horse. She seems to be making shots from all kind of strange angles. She banks it up there off the board. She's got a nice game. I was impressed with her the first time we called Sydney Unitigo. She's got a bright future.
Misses the foul shot there with the broadcaster's curse, but yeah, it... I've been very impressed with her this year, just as an eighth grader. Doesn't seem like an eighth grader at all.
No, plays hard, seems to be in the right spot at the right time.
2:35 to go in this second quarter. It's 25-19. BG girls leading Sydney back across midcourt here with Umbra. Knocked out of her hands by Conroy, but it'll stay with the Bobcats.
BG's doing a nice job of moving the ball. They're not holding it. They're not dribbling it. Taking the air out of it. They're moving it from side to side.
BG gets it in. They come to Kinter on the left side up near midcourt. And Kinter takes a dribble. Far side goes to Mayo. Shot clock already coming up on 10. 2:20 to go second quarter. Now they go to Patton on the left side. Camry's going to work one back out. They come to Umbra. Umbra into the paint. Tried the extra pass and was tipped away by Miley. So it's BG 25, Sydney 19. Back down the floor with Miley, into the paint, pulls her way into the teeth of the defense, and we got a jump ball. Arrow's going to keep it here with Sydney, with 1:58 to go in the second quarter. Sydney trying to close this gap up a little bit before the halftime break. To the right of the hoop, this is Vandersomit, and she'll float one up to Conroy on the right side. Conroy gets a screen, straightaway three here for Bella Conroy. And it all works. The bank is open for her, too, and it falls.
She had a funny look on her face, almost like she was. She didn't think that one should have gone in, but, hey, in the book, it counts as a swish.
They all count, and here's BG back the other way. Umbra misses a right-handed layup. Sydney's got another rebound, now trailing by three late second quarter. 25-22. Sabres got it. They go to Gronwall in the left corner. Three-point line extended. Gronwall with a good baseline take. Finds Stanton Helms. And her layup from the right low block won't go. Another opportunity for her. Missed it again. Tough angle, and the Bobcats have a rebound. 1:15 to go in the second quarter. Mayo dribbles it across midcourt here for the Bobcats. And threw it away. Little miscommunication there with the cutter into the left corner. That was Patton.
I think she thought Patton was going to keep rising up towards half court, and she kind of flattened out. Unfortunate turnover there for the Bobcats. Let's see if the Sabres can capitalize.
1:08 to go in the second quarter, 25-22. BG girls leading Sydney. Everything we had hoped for in this matchup. Henderson trying to get a steal, but Conroy was able to hold on. Henderson sold out to try to get that, but great job by Conroy to hold on to the ball. Miley now into the paint. Lost it, but Gronwall gets it back, and she tried to pass in the paint. It was kicked. 46 seconds to go, second quarter.
Shot clock resets to 15 on the kicked ball.
Vandersomit on the baseline. Will look to get it in and does to Conroy. Left side, 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. They'll shovel one inside. Miley trying to go to work, but BG's right there. They got three players swarming around her. We got a jump ball, and the arrow gives it back to the Bobcats. They were very aware of her there.
Yeah, good help defense there. Nice job by the Bobcats.
They have not allowed her really many times to get it on the block and have a free look. So here is Umbra across midcourt in the Bobcats logo there. Conroy with a steal, though, but it looks like she just stepped on the line, so it's going back to BG right at midcourt. 28 seconds to go here, second quarter. 25-22 our score. BG Girls leading by three. We got a foul on Conroy, her third. She was trying to guard Umbra, who was trying to work her way free for that inbounds pass. And Bella tied her up.
Yeah, and she had played pretty much the entire second quarter without picking that up. And with 28 seconds left to get that third one, that's a costly foul for the Sabres.
Not a call you see every day either like that.
No. It was the correct call, though.
Patton has it into the left corner. BG's got it in their own offensive end. Patton picks up her dribble in a tough spot, tried to get it off to Henderson and threw it away. With 18 seconds to go here, second quarter. And so this will be Sydney going to get some full court pressure. They get it to Nayla with 15 seconds to go here, second quarter, trailing by three. Miley down the right side. Little crossover with Patton guarding her closely. And into the corner again, out of bounds, going to stay with Sydney, but great defense by Patton there to swat it away twice. 5.6 seconds left. Sydney's got it in their own offensive end. Looking to work it in. Little give and go. Nice play down low for Grunwald. Shovels one over to the far side. That jumper is no good at the buzzer by Stella Smith. Good game. 3 points at the half is the difference. Bainbridge-Guilford 25, Sydney 22. Mac Girls Hoops tonight here on WCDL. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Coach and I will break this one down, get you a scoring summary, and we could probably talk a little bit more about the standings and where things are shaping up right now. So, again, halftime break, BG Girls 25, Sydney 22. We'll be back on WCDO.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Marabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Marabito. Visit us online at marabito.com.
Loyalty rewards are here for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Simply sign up at scorecardrewards.com and receive a one-time bonus of 250 points. Your loyalty rewards can be redeemed for brand-name merchandise, travel, cashback, and credit toward your statement. So sign up today for loyalty rewards for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Go to scorecardrewards.com and receive your one-time bonus of 250 points. Just another member benefit at Shindello Federal Credit Union. Union 114 Main Street in Franklin, federally insured by NCUA. Learn more at shindello.org or call 607-829-3560.
Guilford Center Storage proudly supports local high school sports and wishes all teams in the Tri-County area good luck this season. Parents, are you moving and need somewhere to stash your stuff? Guilford Center Storage, County Road 36 in Guilford, has brand new storage buildings and units available as low as $50 per month with four sizes as big as 10 by 20 feet. Reserve a unit online at guilfordcenterstorage.com or call 607-226-0088. Guilford Center Storage, helping you move your home with ease and confidence.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of vitamins, health and beauty products, and greeting cards. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. A little half-court shot time here. The Delhi girls are here watching this game, and they're all taking part in the halftime half-court heave here. So nobody's made it yet, but it's all to benefit the BG Honor Society. So good to see the Bulldogs here tonight. Getting a little sneak peek. They have Sydney next week. We can talk about that coming up here in just a minute. But it is time for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. Keep that number handy. Call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT or visit marabito.com. Another cold spell coming, so make sure your tank is topped off, as it's going to be another cold weekend ahead. Feels like a long winter, Coach. I don't know. This is a good old-fashioned winter.
I guess so.
All right, so scoring summary in the first half. First for BG, very balanced as usual. 9 for Marissa Mayo, 6 for Victoria Suda, 4 for Jaislyn Henderson, and then 2 apiece for Peyton Umbra, Jalen Winans, and Emma Kinter. Pretty balanced on the other side for Sydney as well. 9 for Bella Conroy, 7 for Nayla Miley, and 6 for Annika Stanton-Helms. As we were talking during the break, you know, Conroy, 9 points, doing great, bringing the ball up. She's been a real kind of spark plug here tonight, but those 3 fouls, that could come back to haunt Sydney. We'll see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if she starts the third quarter with those 3 fouls. So.
And to, like you said, too, she plays the whole second quarter, plays smart, doesn't pick up any chippies, and then gets one with about 30 seconds left on kind of a weird play. Take us through what they saw on that play to make that call.
So BG had the ball at half court. They're trying to go towards their basket with about 30 seconds left, and they set kind of like a side screen on a person that was in the back court who was running into the front court, and I believe it was Peyton Umbra.
Yeah.
And Conroy got screened, and she kind of fought through the screen. It was a legal screen by the Bobcats, but as she fought through the screen, she kind of grabbed Umbra's arm, and the officials saw that contact, and it wasn't necessarily the grab, because it wasn't like she had a hold of her arm, but it was that Peyton, her momentum stopped. So that caught the officials' attention. When he looked, she had her hand on her wrist, arm area. So that's why the foul was called.
It almost felt like a pass interference.
Yes.
Type of situation where she was shadowing her and just, you know, kind of slowed her, just trying to slow her down just a little bit.
Yeah,
so.
It almost felt like, too, you know, like her hand got caught in a cookie jar. It was like, oh, the ref didn't see that. Oh, I hope he didn't see it. I hope he didn't see it. Oh, he saw it.
She was definitely bummed because it just felt like, oh, I made it through the whole quarter, and then, you know,
yep,
30 seconds left, you get popped. So that's a tough one.
If she made it through the whole second quarter, maybe she can make it through the whole third quarter without picking up a foul.
Yeah, a lot of basketball left to be played here in this 3-point game. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Just a reminder, we'll have the boys game tomorrow, which will be up in Sydney. Sydney boys hosting BG at 7:15. Butler Auto pregame show coming on about 10 or 15 minutes before tip-off there. So.
And the other thing is, you know, maybe Coach Thom changes the defense. Maybe they don't come out in the third quarter and play man-to-man. Maybe you try to hide her, like, at the top of a 2-3 zone, and you tell her, you know, don't reach, don't contest the shooter, just get a hand up. And then maybe if you get through the whole third quarter with her only having three. Then in the fourth, you could go back to your pressure man-to-man defense.
Do you dare go back to the 1-3-1?
I don't know, because BG did a really good job of finding the diagonal, and they got 4 points right away off of that. So I think, I mean, BG really hasn't shot the ball exceptionally well from the perimeter. I believe they only have the 1-3 and maybe one other shot outside the paint. So I think I would have a tendency to maybe go 2-3 zone and kind of pack it in and say, hey, show me you can make an outside shot on a consistent basis.
Yeah, I like that. It almost felt like BG had definitely seen something in scouting where they knew that that pass was going to be there. That's how it looked to me, that it was very intentional that Umbra was looking for that.
Yeah, and a lot of people would say, geez, why is she not dribbling further over half court? It's because she wanted to stay on that right side, just get over half court, and then make that long diagonal pass. So I definitely agree with you that it was something that I saw in that Coach Conway saw in the scouting report that he wanted to take advantage of. On the other side, if I'm the Sabres, you know, we're only down three. My point guard has three fouls. I don't really think Nayla has got going yet here. I think the Bobcats have done a good job of double-teaming her, at times triple-teaming her. So I'd like to try to see her get the ball more in the open court and maybe not with her back to the basket. She had that one really nice drive to the basket. I'd like to see her do more of that.
All right, Coach and I are going to take a break here on our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Score at the break, 25-22. BG Girls on top of Sydney. Third quarter will be right around the corner coming up on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. We're set for the start of the third quarter. Sydney is in the maroon with the white trim. Says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. They are going to have the ball, I believe, to start this third quarter. BG is in the home whites with the navy blue. Says Bobcats in at navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. Sydney will have the ball right here at midcourt. Sydney now going right to left on your radio dial. They'll work it in. And here is Vander Simon. We're back underway.
And Conroy is in there with the three fouls.
So we'll keep an eye on Bella Conroy. She'll get it and tries to feed one inside for Nayla. Up off the glass, just left it a little short. And Mayo's got a rebound. And again, BG collapsing on Nayla at the low block. BG's got it now going left to right. Right wing side to the top of the key. And now to Victoria Suda. Pump fakes with 20 on the shot clock. Suda still left wing side in front of the BG bench. Benches are on the far side of the floor here. Now to Henderson on the right side. A nice move to the right low block, and she gets the layup.
Yeah, nice finger roll there on the finish for the Bobcats.
Makes it 27-22. BG on top with 7:15 to go in the third quarter. Miley on the left side. Chance of defense here from this BG crowd. Conroy, left side, gets downhill and up off the glass. No, just a little bit too much mustard on that, and another rebound for BG. She did everything but finish there.
Yeah, really good, strong, aggressive move, but give credit to BG, too. They stepped up and contested that shot.
Traveling violation now on BG as they try to set up their offense, and it's going to go back to Sydney. Just under seven to go here in this third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined here by Greg Boskowski tonight. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in the Sydney studios. He's got a whole crew back there with him tonight. We appreciate it, all their hard work. Miley to the high post here for Sydney as, again, they go right to left. At the foul line, she'll dump one off here for Vander Samet. And it looks like they're trying to figure out a way to get Nayla the ball open at the high post if possible. Suda doing a good job on D. Miley will dish one back for Bella Conroy, straightaway three, tough angle, kind of falling to her side, and she hits the shot anyways.
Yeah, very nice shot there.
Back to a two-point game, 27-25. BG up by two. Kinter, straightaway three, that's deep, and it's in and out. And Henderson with the rebound, and her putback won't go. Rolled off the front of the rim. Miley's got a rebound. Down the left side, Miley will pump the brakes, now give it back to Conroy. Conroy, boy, what a crossover there by Bella. Takes it inside and scores, and Bella is going to work. 14 for her. Great crossover move, and this ties this game up at 27 with 5:45 to go in the third. Kinter now into the paint for BG. Kinter's shot is good. Came off a screen, curled around, and hits it. And Kinter's got four. Makes it 29-27 with 5.5 to go here, third quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds as BG continues to bring this full court pressure. So BG had built that lead up. But again, Sydney chopping into it. And here is Vandersama down the left side. Goes to the high post for Miley. At the left elbow. Takes it inside. Went from the left elbow to the left low block. Hits the shot and is fouled. 9 now for Nayla Miley. And she'll go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play as we're tied up at 29 with 5:20 to go in the third.
And that's going to be three fouls on Victoria Suda for the Bobcats, so that's something to keep an eye on.
And nobody at the table for Coach Conway yet. Now Patton is coming up to the scorer's table to check in. Miley misses the foul shot, though, so we stay tied at 29. Nayla, very good foul shooter, just couldn't connect there. Umbra will try to leave one for Kinter. I don't know, miscommunication there on the pass, off the leg of Kinter, out of bounds. Suda to the bench and Patton back in. So just over 5 minutes to go here, third quarter. We're tied at 29. What a game here tonight between BG and Sydney. Vandersama to the left side. Closely guarded by Peyton Umbra. Backdoor pass. Looking for Miley. It was too far in front of her. Out of bounds back to BG.
Yeah, that was a really good cut and a really good pass. It was just a little bit in front, as you said. Otherwise, that would have been a great opportunity for the Sabres.
Sydney bringing some full court pressure. Conroy with some full court man. Umbra will bring it down left side. And she'll dish one here for Kinter. Kinter into the paint. The little floater for Emma is no good. And a rebound for Nayla Miley. Nayla doing a great job on the glass. And back across midcourt here. Miley, chest pass, finds Stanton Helms. Into the paint, stripped. Got it back, though. Will feed one to Vandersama. Splits two defenders. Back to Conroy. Little shimmy shake into the paint. Dishing one out. Grunwald, three on the left side. It rolls off the back of the rim. And BG's got a rebound here with Umbra down the right side. Umbra to the left elbow. Finds Marissa Mayo. Left side three for Marissa. Falls. Hit the rim a few times and then flush down.
Yeah, nice shot. Nice soft touch on that shot there.
12 points for Mayo, and that's a big bucket as BG now leads 32-29 with 4 to go in the third quarter. Sydney back across midcourt here with Bella Conroy. Into the paint, dishing one for Nayla. Little stutter step, will work her way back out, comes back to Bella Conroy. Little two-man game between those two at the moment. And Nayla wanted a screen there. She got it, but couldn't curl off fast enough to get the shot off. Instead, dishes to Vandersama. A right side three, and she swishes it.
Really nice shot there off of that handoff.
First bucket for Vandersama. Now Camry Patton down low. Somehow got it into the teeth of the defense and scores.
Another good dish there by the Bobcats to find Patton down low.
Makes it 34-32. BG back on top by two. Conroy. Front of the scorer's table on the right wing side as Sydney goes right to left. Dancing back to Vandersama. Left side into the paint. Left elbow jumper. No, but she's fouled. Hacked down the wrist. And Vandersama is going to go to the line with 3:08 to go in the third. And BG up 34-32.
That's the first foul on Peyton Umbra. She kind of reached in and hit her on the arm.
And so Peyton will head to the bench, and Winans is going to come back in here. Vandersama at the line hits that one. So Vandersama hits that three for her first basket of the night, and now at the line looking for more. She hits the first. And the second for Vandersama is good. So she's starting to come alive. We're tied at 34 with 3:05 to go in the third. And here is Kinter down the left side. Patton in the left corner as BG goes left to right. Still in the left corner. Patton wants to fire a three and hits. Camry Patton from downtown, and she's got 5 points. And Sydney wants a timeout. 2:52 to go in the third. and it's 37-34. BG Girls on top of Sydney. We'll be back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 2:50 to go here, third quarter, 37-34. BG Girls are on top of Sydney. And every time Sydney makes a run, Coach, BG's had an answer.
Yeah, this has been a back-and-forth affair here in this third quarter.
And again, a lot riding on this game in terms of MAC League playoff seedings. Boy, some of these teams could go anywhere from the 2 spot to the 4 spot, depending on how things shake out for the next week or so. So Sydney's got it going right to left. Nayla Miley left side. Three-point line extended. Will now leave it off for Conroy. Dishing one off for Gronwall. Now back to the right low block here for Nayla. Turnaround shot too strong off the glass from straight out in front. And then it's going to be a foul underneath on the rebound by Nayla. Think maybe she hooked somebody on the rebound.
She did.
2.5 to go here, third quarter. It's 37-34. Camry Patton across the midcourt timeline. Finds Winans cutting into the paint, and the left side little jumper there wouldn't go, but a rebound for Henderson on the right side, and she scores.
Boy, she was not going to be denied there. She probably got 3 rebounds and then put that back up and in off the glass.
And BG's pumped that lead back up to 39-34. Now a steal by BG, as Sydney brought it across midcourt. So here's BG going left to right. Mayo, left elbow jumper from the about 15 feet out near that elbow. Missed it. Henderson's got a rebound. It goes to Kinter for the right-handed layup. No, but she's fouled at the right low block. And what a little run here by the Bobcats. And Kinter's going to settle in. And this is what makes BG so dangerous. Just a lot of pieces, and it can come from anywhere at any time.
There's not one player you really can focus in on because they have so many weapons.
And so Kinter to the line and hits the first. Kinter's got 5. I mean, yeah, Mayo with 12, Henderson with 8, Suda with 6, Patton with 5, Kinter with 5. I mean, it's just good balance. And Kinter now with 6, makes the second foul shot. And it's 41-34, BG on top of Sydney. 1:50 to go in the third. Vandersom is going to come across midcourt as Sydney goes right to left. Sydney went to the bench, put in some additional pieces here late in this third quarter. Conroy to the right side. Jump steps through 2 defenders. The kiss off the glass is good from the right low block. Another great move by Bella Conroy.
Yeah, great move, great body control. She went off of 2 feet there, landed on 2 feet. Looked like a travel, but it wasn't.
Makes it 41-36. BG on top of Sydney. Winans a straightaway. 3 is good for BG. Winans now with 5. And they're all scoring for the Bobcats. She came off a curl and hit it. And now a steal on the press by Henderson. BG's got it. The kick out to Kinter, and that won't go. Rebound scooped up here by Sydney. Nayla got it, but it's a jump ball. It'll stay with BG as they lead 44-36. What a huge 3 there by Winans.
Yeah, she shot that with a lot of confidence. She came off that screen, as you said, curled, caught it, didn't hesitate, let it go, nothing but net.
Minute to go here in the third. And BG will get it into Mayo. Back to Winans. Quick dish off here to Kinter in the right corner as BG goes left to right. Kinter, dribble drive from right to left into the paint. Too strong off the front of the rim. Nice rebound by Patton. Works one back into the left corner for Kinter. A long 3 won't go. Rebound Sydney. And Vander Sommen's going to pump the brakes, get a little real estate across the Bobcats logo at midcourt with 40 seconds to go in the third. And now a pass to Smith, who's into the game. Stella Smith goes to Miley at the high post. And into the right corner. They'll continue to work it around. Now back up top here for Conroy. Another floater in the paint. Kind of got it off at a weird angle. Missed the shot. And Mayo, another rebound. Jumping one ahead here for Patton down the left wing side. Now back out to Mayo. BG's got the basketball. Shot clock's off. They want to play for the final shot of the quarter. 10 seconds to go here in the third. And to the left side. Here for Patton. Down to five. To Winans. And she traveled. Didn't catch it cleanly and took an extra step.
Yeah, I think she was thinking about she didn't have a lot of time to get that shot off. And she was thinking about shooting when she caught it.
3 seconds left. Sydney gets it in. Vander Sommen's going to try a full court heave, but comes up well short. And that'll do it. Three quarters in the books here in Bainbridge, and it's the BG girls going on a little run. They now lead Sydney 44-36. Fourth quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. That is brought to you by SFCU. And to start the fourth quarter, Sydney has got the ball at midcourt. Again, going right to left on your radio dial. They're in the maroon with the white trim. BG tonight in the home whites with the navy blue trim. Sydney's got it at the left elbow. Dishing one off for Vander Sommen, and she shuffled her feet. And it's going back here to BG.
And Conroy did make it through that entire third quarter without picking up a foul, so that's key for the Sabres, but they just need to find some flow offensively. Get back into this. They're coming out with a full court press here, a little diamond in one.
Conroy's been great despite playing with those fouls. BG breaks the pressure. They find Kinter, right baseline, little 15-footer. It wouldn't go. It was too strong, but BG tracks down a rebound. Patton into the left corner. Again, BG going left to right. Mayo back out to Winans. They want to reset here. Coach Conway directing traffic from the far side bench. Goes to Winans. And now back to Patton on the left side. Shot clock at 10. Patton dribbled it off her leg, though. Out of bounds back to the Sabres.
It looked like Sydney fell into a zone. Out of that zone press, they looked like they fell into a zone. It was hard to tell what zone it was, though.
So Sydney will get it in. Still some full court pressure coming from the Bobcats. They like to pressure you if they can. Sydney goes to Conroy across the Bobcat logo at midcourt. Again, going right to left. Dribbles right wing side and will dish it now. Sydney still got a couple of substitutes in. Here as Stella Smith has got the basketball. Now to Vander Sommen. Steps back for a three. This would be big. And yes, the iron is kind there to Vander Sommen. She hits.
Yeah, that hit almost every part of the rim. Popped straight up in the air and went down.
44-39 now. Sydney trying to crawl back in. Henderson's got it. Leaves it for Mayo on the baseline right side. Her jumper is short. And a rebound is scooped up here by the Sabres. Here comes Miley in the backcourt looking to push. Miley at midcourt. Boy, that was right on the line. She stopped in a dangerous spot, but appears to be okay. 6:25 to go here in the fourth. They go to Vander Sommen in front of her own bench on the right wing side. Now back off to Conroy. They feed it to the interior here for Nayla and missed it. Turned around from a tough angle there. Had two hands right in her face and a rebound for BG. Remind me at the next break, I got a question, Coach.
Okay.
And this is to the Bobcats, far side for Mayo. BG working it around. Back to Mayo on the left side. Wide open for three. A little too strong. Henderson a rebound. Puts it up and she's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but Jay's going back to the line.
And that'll be four on Isabella Conroy. She kind of got stuck in a spot there. It's going to be a wide open layup, and it was either contested or give up the 2 points, and she contested and got a little bit of the arm, including the ball there on the foul.
Conroy goes to the bench for a little protection, and Gronwall will come in. So here's my question.
Yep.
And this is, I hear this all the time, and it's, you know, it really seems like Sydney's trying to get the ball in either the post or the high post, to the low post or the high post, to Nayla. And you hear all the time, all the basketball purists that I talk to, she needs to be in the post. Get her in the post, back to the basket. With Nayla being so athletic, do you try to do something else, get her the ball in space? We've talked about how good she was on some of these drives tonight.
Well, I think she's got really good strength, and that's why I think everybody says, oh, get her with her back to the basket. But, you know, sometimes that doesn't work, so you got to be willing to be flexible and change. And I'd like to see her get the ball out in space right here and drive it. She wants to shoot it. Nice shot.
And Nayla, it's like she heard us there, nails a three from deep on the left side. Henderson missed both those foul shots, and it's back to a two-point game, 44-42.
And I believe that's her first shot from outside the paint tonight, and that was beautiful.
Yeah, because I just kept thinking they're just trying to force it so much to the high post. Nayla's so athletic. Let her cook out there a little bit, and she did right there with 5:20 to go here in the fourth quarter, and somehow Sydney has crawled back into this game again. Here's Umber on a deep three. Boy, that almost went down off the glass. Kinter with a rebound. Somehow Henderson's got it in the right corner. A little bit of chaos here right now, and BG finally slows it down, and Coach Conway says, okay, let's recollect. We'll take a timeout. 5:05 to go in the fourth. We're going to step away. Back to a two-point game. It's BG 44, Sydney 42. Stay tuned here on WCDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Cambridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 5:05 to go in the fourth. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. It's brought to you by SFCU. Coach, we got a good one here. Two-point game with five to go.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one here down the stretch. I think it's going to come down to who makes more plays on the defensive end of the floor.
Bobcats will get it into the right of the hoop with Umbra out of the timeout. BG with the two-point lead, and now a steal. Sydney's got it. Vandersamen ahead for Nayla Miley. Get her in space, and she scores.
And there's the first defensive play of the last 5 minutes. Turnover on that baseline out-of-bounds play.
Nayla's
got
14.
For the Sabres.
Yeah, huge play. What a steal and a pass there by Vandersamen. We're tied at 44. Here's Kinter on a right-side three, and that's good. Emma Kinter from way downtown. Kinter's got nine, and BG back up, 47-44, 4.5 to go. Sydney's got it. They go to Miley, top of the key, will dish one off, looking for Vandersamen on the left side. Vandersamen tries a two from about 15 feet on that left side, no good. Rebound for Mayo. She always seems to be in the right spot. Here's Umbra. Umbra's going to try to go to the bank and hits on the right side from about 12 feet out. And Umbra's got four. And BG pumps that lead back up, 49-44. And Coach Nicky Tom wants a timeout to talk things over. Sydney digs out of another hole, and BG goes on a 5-0 run. So we'll take a break. Just over 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter, 49-44. Fiji on top of Sydney Girls. We'll be back on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Four 10 to go here, fourth quarter, 49-44. And what has allowed BG to keep going on these little runs?
Bob's done. North Main Street.
Claw back every time.
Well, I think BG's doing a good job on the defensive end. They're getting key stops at the right moment. And then they just seem to capitalize, and we've seen big shot after big shot by different BG players. Like you said, it's hard to identify who you're going to guard in a situation, but Sydney has always seemed to have an answer, so let's see what they got with 4 minutes left.
A listener texting in on our text line here asking how many team fouls. So in the fourth quarter, Sydney with one team foul and BG with none, so we'll see how that plays into it here. With 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. You didn't know we had the WCDO text line, did you?
No.
All it is my phone directly. So ball out of bounds here. Sydney could not hold on. It's going back to BG.
Yeah, it looked like Vandersummen wanted to attack on that right side, and I think it just dribbled off her foot there. But here they come with some full court pressure. So they're making some adjustments trying to get back in the game.
Mayo gets it in here to Peyton Umbra, the senior guard. Tries to dish it off, and Bella Conroy was right there. Johnny on the spot with the sticky hands and a steal. Conroy. Playing with those four fouls. She's got to be careful. Conroy steps back for a long two and hits it. And Bella's got 18. What a game she's having.
Yeah, she plays with a lot of confidence. I really like her out there.
49-46. It's a three-point lead now for the Bobcats. 3:25 left. This key MAC contest here tonight in Bainbridge. A little give and go. They find Umbra underneath, finding Jaislyn Henderson just off the front of the rim from the right low block. Jay's got her own rebound, though, and keeps it alive for BG. Back out left side for Emma Kinter. BG going left to right, far side right in front of the BG bench. Benches are on the far side of the gym here. Umbra tried to dish one for Henderson. Little give and go back to Umbra. Off the glass, it's good. A little kiss there for Peyton Umbra.
Yeah, really nice execution there by the Bobcats. Good ball movement, a little old-fashioned give and go there.
BG makes it 51-46 with 2:45 left. And Miley on the right side. We'll go to Vandersummen. Vandersummen to the left side. Picks up her dribble at the left elbow. Back out Nayla Miley for three in and out. Rebound is tipped and picked up here by Umbra. Umbra doing a little bit of everything here in this fourth quarter. Now they go to Suda. Boy, she wanted that three. Doesn't pull the trigger. Goes to Henderson on the right side. Coach Conway wanting to eat a little clock here, directing some traffic. That won't help as they throw it away. It went right to Coach Conway, and yeah, he's squeezing the heck out of that ball.
Yeah, he wanted him to use a little more clock. As soon as he caught that ball, you could hear him from over here say, why? Why?
2:15 to go in the fourth. It's 51-46. BG holding on to a lead here. Sydney trying to find some magic. Conroy to the left side. Wants a three, and it was partially blocked there by Mayo. Using her long arm to get a piece of it. Went right to Kinter. And a give and go back to Mayo. Now to Suda. And BG's going to call a timeout here with 1:57 to go fourth quarter. We'll step away with the score BG 51, Sydney 46. And we'll be back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. We're just under 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. BG girls leading 51-46. Coach and I were having a little discussion during the break that with some of these new rules, and the five foul situation thing here, like, you're running out of time to try to close the gap with the foul situation if you want to slow the game down.
Yeah, and you want to extend the game at the end. If I'm Sydney here, I'm being a super aggressive, and if I don't get it, I'm going to foul right away and make him take it out again.
Mayo to the left side will come back to Suda. Suda with a little dribble drive comes back to Kinter. Her jumper is short. Rebound for Sydney. So Sydney has elected to just try to play it out here with 1:40 to go in the fourth. Here's Vandersamen inside for Nayla Miley. Nayla cannot get the layup to go at the left low block. A lot of contact, but no foul. And she missed it, and a rebound for BG with 90 seconds left. BG trying to hang on. They're up 51-46. Ball is loose at midcourt, but a timeout's taken by BG. Kinter was in a tough spot, tiptoeing along that center line. All right, we'll step away again with 1:25 to go in the fourth, and BG up 51-46 here on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
1:25 to go, fourth quarter. And BG leading 51-46. Coach Conway still giving directions here.
Bobcats can almost take it down to a minute. You got 1:25 on the clock, 20 on the shot clock. The possession arrow goes to BG in case of a tie-up. So I expect BG to execute, take it down probably under 5 seconds before they shoot.
BG has it at midcourt. They'll go to Mayo. She's going to be doing the inbounding. Floats one far side for Suda. It was almost stolen, but BG holds on. Umbra wisely is going to pull it out here to try to work some clock for the Bobcats. Dishing one back door for Kinter, and the layup is good. They got a good look there, and Kinter's got 11, and BG leads 53-46. Sydney quickly in transition, and a foul on the floor as Conroy was going full speed, flying into Sydney's offensive end. Been so impressed with Conroy tonight.
Yes, she's played a really good game.
Conroy does a ton of off-season work with Graham Wooden, and you can see it's really paying off. Conroy to the far side for Nayla Miley. Dribble drive down low for Nayla, just trying to force it up in between two players. Couldn't get the shot to go. Stanton Helms with the rebound, and Annika gets it to go. 8 for Annika Stanton Helms. And BG throws it away. Gronwall trying to steal it, but just ran out of time to get that before it went out of bounds. 53 seconds left. BG up 53-48. BG's got the ball. Mayo on the far side as BG goes left to right. She's got to get it in. Goes to Suda, but she lost it. And Sydney's got it back. We're under a minute left. 45 seconds to be exact. Here's Conroy. Dishing one back out for Nayla Miley. Pump fakes. Gets into the paint. Off the glass. It's good, and she's fouled. And Miley's going to the line. 16 for Nayla. And it's a three-point game, 53-50. Coach Conway wanted a timeout. He didn't get it. BG threw it away, and Sydney has capitalized.
Really good job by the Sabres to not just solely rely on the three there. If you shoot it and miss it, the game's kind of over. Nayla went to the hoop, has the chance for the old-fashioned three-point lay, point play. Even if she misses, it's still a one-possession game.
Nayla's at the line, hits it, 17 for Nayla, and Sydney comes back again. With 40 seconds left, it's BG 53, Sydney 51. We'll step away for 30 here on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 40 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter in Bainbridge, and the BG girls lead Sydney 53-51. Coach, what are you thinking here if you are Sydney specifically? You trying to go and get the fouls, or are you trying to go for a clean steal?
You still, even if BG ran it out and just did a shot clock violation, you would still have about 11 seconds. So I think you're looking to trap, maybe get an early turnover, and then you're going to play it out. Just a quick reset. BG has committed two team fouls, Sydney one. So we have a long way to go before we get to the bonus. If there's a tie-up and a jump ball, it's possession arrow to Bainbridge-Guilford. So if I'm Sydney, I'm trying to get a steal, a trap, not necessarily fouling. Being really aggressive, if I foul, that's okay. And then I think I'm playing it out because it's only a one-possession game.
Coach Conway has put Jalen Winans back in. I'm assuming another ball handler out there. And some full-court pressure coming here, and now Coach Conway wants a timeout. Did the old let's-see-how-they-set-up move, I think.
Well, he did that, but he also decided, so he did that so he could advance the ball. I saw him point in front of the bench on his side, so they're going to advance the ball to that side. And in, that's a special rule in girls basketball. It's not in boys. As long as you don't make an attempt to advance the ball up the floor on a timeout, you can advance the ball, and you get to choose. Do you want the ball in front of your bench in your front court, or do you want it opposite your bench on the far sideline? Coach Conway pointed to his sideline, so I think that's why he called the timeout. Besides, let's see how they set up.
Any reason why you'd want that side compared to this side in your eyes?
In my opinion, I'd want the bench side because I could talk to my player.
Uh-huh. That's what I was thinking. He's going to be right there and can quickly call timeout if he sees they're panicking. If she's over here,
kind of hard to do. Yeah.
So 40 seconds left. BG girls leading 53-51. Again, these two teams sitting 2 and 3 right in the MAC right now. Delhi, who's here scouting tonight, is in the 1 spot, and Walton Downsville is in the 4.
Now, in this situation, I was always taught by my college coach, Nick Lambros, you throw the ball towards your basket. You never throw it towards their basket.
See what they decide to do. Mayo looking exclusively towards her basket. They go to Jalen Winans. 35 seconds left. Sydney's going to try to play it straight up. They go left side for Victoria Suda. BG going left to right. Now to Umbra. Umbra, the senior guard, finds Jalen Winans. 15 on the shot clock, 26 on the game clock. Still moving. BG doing a good job here, just moving it around, making the safe pass. Winans, little dribble drive. Winans pump fake, steps into a shot and can't hit it. Rebound comes back out to Winans. And shot clock's off, 10 seconds left. Sydney is not fouled. And Suda finally gets fouled with 7 seconds left in a two-point ball game. Winans did a great job to track down that rebound. And then Suda was right there as well. And do we have intentional?
He called an intentional foul. He said the Sabre player didn't go for the ball and shoved with two hands. So that's going to be two shots for BG and the ball.
Oh, a tough break there for the Sabres with 7.3 seconds left, and Suda's going to go to the line.
In all reality, it's a tough break for the Sabres, but even if they don't call that an intentional foul, there's 7 seconds left, and they would have to have BG inbound the ball and foul three times before we got to shoot. So
that would have been tough.
Yeah.
And Kinter subs back in to take these foul shots. And her first one is good. Kinter with a quiet 12 right now. And you got to wonder, as we'll look it up here, that Kinter's one of their better foul shooters. Hits the first and hits the second. 13 for Emma Kinter.
Yeah, she's shooting at a 71% clip, which is second on the team, only behind Camry Patton, who's 72. So that was a good coaching move there by Coach Conway.
And BG gets the ball. They're at midcourt, right in front of us, near side, and they'll get it into Winans. Fiji up 55-51. Sydney hasn't fouled yet. They finally do with 2.5 seconds left.
Yeah, the problem there was Isabella Conroy didn't want to foul because she's got four. So if she fouled, she's out of the game.
Had
so
to let it go.
Somebody else to come foul, and valuable time ticked off the clock there.
And Mayo is going to do the inbounding duties again. Really, BG's just got to get it in. And they do to Winans. And Winans is fouled as time expires, and that's going to do it. BG hangs on to win 55-51. A great game here tonight between the Bobcats and the Sabres. And this could go a long ways into where will that 2-versus-3 game be played in the MAC playoffs, which will be sometime next week. We could see a rematch of this game, potentially, based on how things go. Sydney still has to play Delhi next week. So actually, those MAC games are going to be a little bit farther out, probably about a week and a half away. So Sydney in a tough spot here, dropping this one here to BG tonight, and the Bobcats keep themselves in the driver's seat. So Coach and I are going to take a break. We'll come back with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. We'll get you wrapped up here as the BG girls win 55-51. Post-game show coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Our final score here, 55-51. BG girls defeating Sydney here tonight. Just a reminder, we will have the boys game tomorrow night in Sydney as Sydney hosts the BG boys. Here is our scoring summary here tonight. First for Sydney, a game-high 18 for Bella Conroy. She was tremendous. Right behind her, 17 for Nayla Miley. 8 for Annika Stanton-Helms. She was tremendous tonight. Chloe Vandersamen also with 8 points tonight for Sydney. Very balanced on the other side for Coach Conway's BG Bobcats. 13 for Emma Kinter. 12 for Marissa Mayo. 8 for Jaislyn Henderson. 6 for Peyton Umbra. 6 for Victoria Suda. 5 apiece for Jalen Winans and 5 and 4 Camry Patton, I should say. So Winans and Patton with 5 apiece, and they get the victory here tonight, 55-51. So time to get into our three awards. First, it is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. It's brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes in the Tri-County area. We wanted to go with Bella Conroy, 18 points tonight. Had to play in foul trouble a lot, but just thought she was great all the way through here tonight.
Yeah, she was asked to do an awful lot tonight. She had to bring the ball up against pressure. She was asked to play some solid defense. She needed to score, deliver the ball to Nayla in certain spots. And I was just really impressed with her energy and her effort. She played with a lot of confidence. I thought she made some big shots. I was really impressed. I thought she played a good game.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. It's brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. You can visit MorabitoGresham.com and see the difference. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. Any thoughts here, Coach? I have one.
Let's hear it.
I really thought, I mean, Jaslyn always plays tough on defense, but she was shadowing Miley at times. She was shadowing Bella Conroy at times, and to me kind of was the piece that was like, okay, we need to make sure we double when it gets down low. I just thought they had a good plan, and go Jaslyn on this one.
I agree 100%, and there was a key play late in that fourth quarter when BG kind of mishandled the ball and threw it away over towards the bleachers, and I thought for sure it was out of bounds.
Yes.
And
yeah.
She sprinted over there and almost stopped on a dime and kind of tightrope walked, you know, that sideline and saved it and kept the possession for BG. And without that, I don't know if they win. So it's those little plays like that that a normal spectator would say, oh, that was good hustle. That's about it. But a coach sees that play and you say, that's a winning play. A play like that wins a game. So I'm 100% in favor of that.
She just does all those little things that really don't get enough credit. So we're glad to give her the Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Lastly is our JM Electrical Contracting All-Purpose Award. It's brought to you by JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. You can get peace of mind this winter with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. You know, we talked about how she's kind of a double-double machine. I thought Marissa Mayo.
That's who I was going to suggest as well. She seemed to always be in the right spot tonight. She made some big plays. If it wasn't her scoring or grabbing a rebound or being in the right spot on defense, it was that little extra effort where, you know, maybe I don't get the rebound, but I tip it and deflect it and keep it alive long enough so one of my teammates gets it. I remember that play in the first half where she didn't get the rebound on the free throw, but she kept it alive, and Victoria Suda got the rebound and put back. So, again, I think it must be a requirement if you're going to play for the BG Bobcats. You got to do all the little things. So well-deserving award for Marissa tonight.
Yeah, great job by her. She is our JM Electrical Contracting All-Purpose Award winner. So that's going to do it. And Coach, we'll be back tomorrow for the boys.
Yeah, if it's as good a game as tonight, it'll be a good night. Looking forward to that game.
BG boys coming in hot. They got a big win over Afton Harpersville this week, which was key for them in the standings. Sydney has played a really tough non-league schedule, coming in off a loss to Shenango Valley, but with them being a B, they always try to go out and play some Bs, so we'll see. We'll see. It's a big one certainly for BG if they want to try to keep their hopes of maybe somehow sneaking into the top four. It might be tough, but it's one of those you almost throw out the records, BG, Sydney.
Kind of like Unitego sitting,
right.
Same thing.
Exactly.
You never know.
These Route 7 rivals. So, all right, we are going to sign off for the night, but a big thank you to Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens, and the rest of our crew back at the WCDO studios. We appreciate all your help back there. And everybody stay safe. We'll see you tomorrow night for the BG boys and Sydney. Final score here in Bainbridge, BG girls defeat Sydney 55-51. Have a good night from WCDO Sports.
Classic hits and today's best music. WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.